The third quarter of 2008 was bleak for the nation's manufacturers. And as factories are shuttered, job losses are rippling into the service sector as well as state and local governments. That's why the executive director of the Alliance for American Manufacturing says any economic stimulus plan must be robust and long-lasting. Scott Paul sides with economists who say the nation needs an investment of up to $1.3 trillion over the next 2 years. The president-elect's most recent proposal is $725 billion. Paul says people need to go back to work building wind turbines and fixing roads and bridges.
But we also need to use American-made materials in that construction to have the right sort of effect. Otherwise, we're just going to outsource more jobs. It's essential that we do this. Otherwise, the unemployment numbers are going to grow greater. We're going to reach a point of no return on our manufacturing base and our supply chain, and we're going to end up in a situation where we're going to have a difficult time creating good-paying, family-supporting jobs for years to come.
State-by-state numbers aren't available yet, but the Alliance says Wisconsin has lost nearly 100,000 manufacturing jobs since 2000. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.